loving, it ain't crime.
You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. This summer on IPR, you're hearing studio sessions with musicians who are performing in Northern Michigan. Today on the show, Lindsay Liu. Ten years ago, Lindsay Liu made the decision to quit her day job and tour the country, even the world, as a full-time musician. Lindsay grew up in Kingsford, Michigan, and earlier this year, she released an album titled Southland. She's now based in Nashville, and Lindsay combines elements of American roots, bluegrass, and folk music to come up with her own rich and laid-back sound. She's just coming off a couple shows with the Northern Michigan all-female band, called the Sweetwater Warblers, and she's performing now in IPR's Studio A. Here's Lindsay Liu.
All the gold and silver too shining in the distance, and all I want to spend with you. Is it not time? Is it not time? Like hanging fruit upon the tree. Shine. And the seed, is it not time? Is it not time? Is it not time? Is it not time? That sunlit house up on the hill, shining in the distance, uprise to hold and a cup to fill. Is it not time? Is it not time? Should never come. Shining in the distance, oh, all my way is barely begun. Is it not time? Is it not time? Is it not time? Shine.
That was Lindsay Liu performing the song Shining in the Distance. And Lindsay, thanks so much for coming in today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So you made the decision about 10 years ago, you wanted to pursue music. I understand you were doing something in the biology world before that. Can you tell me what you were doing and why you made that decision to go full-time into music?
Yeah, well, I went to Michigan State University and got a degree in human biology and Spanish with a minor in bioethics. And I was worked in a lab that studied evolution for a while, and then was working in an entomology lab. And it was great. I love science. But I came from a musical family, and being a musician, being a singer specifically, was my first dream. And I found this band, the Flatbellies, and they were playing at this sort of a folk open mic at Dagwood's Tavern in Lansing. And they invited me to come hang out with them and sing harmonies on the front porch. And I loved it. And it felt so much like home. And it sort of reawakened my younger self. And I remembered, like, oh, yeah, this is what I was meant to be doing. And found the Earthwork Music Collective and found this whole world, you know, because when I was growing up in the Upper Peninsula, I thought that you had to be Britney Spears in order to be a musician. I didn't see anything between where I was and I didn't want to be anything like Britney Spears, you know, I didn't want to be a part of the pop world. So when I found the Flatbellies, when I found the Earthwork Music Collective, it just opened my eyes to a way to get into it, a way to dive in, and it was such a beautiful community. So it was pretty easy to quit working in the lab and to start touring.
How has living in Nashville changed that creative process for you?
You know, you go to Spain to learn Spanish, and you go to the grocery store to buy your groceries. You know, it's like Nashville is a music city, and being surrounded with and immersed in all of these people who I admire so much, I think that it has opened me up a lot to my own potential and really inspired me a lot.
Wrapping up, tell me what it was like growing up in Kingsford. What was your primary inspiration up there?
Well, like I said, I grew up in a musical family. So, you know, I was in choir and I had a cousin whose name was Harmony. And my Aunt Melody taught us how to sing harmony together. And my brother had a band, like a rock band, and we would go into the basement and use his drums and instruments to play. But my main inspiration was always just family gatherings, getting together and singing harmony with everybody. It's always been my favorite part of being human, is just singing with people.
Lindsay Liu, thank you so much for coming in studio today. You've got one more song that you're going to play and perform. It's the title track of your newest album. This is Lindsay Liu performing her song, Southland. You can hear Lindsay Liu perform at the Hoxieville Music Festival Friday, August 17th and Sunday, August 19th. I'll post a link to her schedule at our website, interlochenpublicradio.org. I'm Dan Wanshura, and this is Interlochen Public Radio.
Come on, little mockingbird.
sing us a song so that we can sing along.